Therefore, it's good.
Weiter.
Fred the Gemara. So now we're coming on that whenever you have the kezayis of the yisur and mixed in into four eggs, that if you eat four eggs worth here, you're eating the kezayis of yisur, you're over midiraisa. That's a smar, it's not bottom, and you get malchus for it. It's also midiraisa. But then I have a kasher on you. It'll look like this. Shtei kederis, you have two pots. Achas shel chulin, one has wheat of chulin. V'yachas shel truma, one is shel truma. Well, if Nayim in front of them, Shtei Meduchas, there are two grinders there, choppers there. Achas shel chulin, and one grinder you had chulin, the tavlin, spices. V'yachas shel truma. And the other chopper had truma in there. V'naflu elu techelu. One pot fell into one chopper, and the other pot fell into the other chopper. What's the halacha now? Is mutarin. You should know the original chopper that had the chulin is still mutter. Or the pot that had the chulin is mutter. Why? Because we say, Shani Yoyma, I have a right to say, truma l'tech truma nafla. The pot that had the truma fell into the maducha, into the chopper that also had the truma there. The chulin l'tech chulin naflu. And the pot that has the chulin fell into the chopper that has the chulin. That's what I have a right to say. Now what kind of swear is this? Why in the world should I say this? We don't know which one fell into which. You have two things there. They fell into front of two things. It could have been the opposite way. So Pasha, the swear is that midiraisa out of its bottle braver anyway. Midiraisa, there's no shilas. It's only shilas. The rabbonins, so in the rabbonins we say that's a golakula. But for anything more though, the yama, but if you're going to tell me now, kizayis, bichtei achilas prasiraisa, no, midiraisa is not bottle braver. Midiraisa, if you have the kezayis of the Yisr, in amount of four beitzim, that when you eat the amount of four eggs worth of it, you can eat a kezayis of the Yisr, that's not bottom midiraisa, then it's a kashir, amai amrinan, shani yomer, truma tech truma naflu, why do I have a right to say that the truma fell into the truma, and the chulin fell into the chulin, and therefore we're gonna let a regular Yisrael eat the chulin? Why is a shalom from the Yisr deraisa here? If it has the kezayis with Echil's pras, it should be a shalom from the Yisr deraisa. Elamayat Saraya, that Kazayas is not midiraisa. Skumar says, no, here there's no raya. Omalei hanach l'trumas tavlin derabon. Here we're talking about tavlin. Tavlin is not from dog and tirish for yitzur. It's not chayiv midiraisa and trumas and maitzvus. Therefore, it's only a chayiv midirabonin, and in the rabbonin's talk is true, we say shani yomer. Because midiraisa, the only chayiv truma, the five types of dogan, of grain, and then tirish for yitzur. Grapes and olives, those are the only things midiraisa that's chayiv in truma. That we give truma samaisa from peris and from fruit and from vegetables, that's only midirabonin. So about the chiv is only midirabonin here, therefore I say shani yoyme. So if we have another kasha. Shtei kupois, there are two kupois, two baskets. Achash shal chulin v'achash shal truma. One was full of chulin, one was full of truma. Ulefneim beisoyim, in front of it you have two saws, two measurements. Also, achash shal chulin v'achash shal truma. V'nochlu elu tech elu, and one fell into the other, and also one fell into the other. Is mutarim, again I say, that the original one that's truma is still truma, and the one original was chulin still remains chulin. Why shani yomer I say, chulin l'tei chulin noflu, so chulin fell into the chulin, or truma l'tei truma noflu. The same thing. Now here we're talking about wheat already. This is talking about tfuah. The chur tfuah is, you're right, the Rashi says kupas, the last Rashi. Kupas, gedolas, big baskets, over toichin dogan. Inside there was wheat there. There be truma diraisa. That's mamash midiraisi mechuya to give off trumas. There you see, even on the Raisatik Isser, even though you have the Isser that fell over, and there is the Kezayis of the Isser, Batoich, Achilus Pras, still we make all. We say, we have a right to be tolly that the Truma fell into the Truma one, and the Chulin fell into the Chulin one. Aye, why? There's an Isser to Raisa here. Omalei, answer back again, no. Here it's talking about Bezmanazir. Omalei, Hanech, Truma Bezmanazir. This case is talking about Truma Bezmanazir after the Churban Abayis. The Rabbonin. That this man, the Yama, holds that when the base of Mikdash was Chorev, there's no more Chiv Midiraisa to give Truma, therefore it's only Midirabonim Bizman is there. So again, since the Truma is only in Issa Midirabonim, Midirabonim we say this type of a Kula, to say that when the two baskets fell into two things in front of them, we have a right to be Tully, we'll say that the Chulin fell into the Chulin, and the Truma fell into the Truma, therefore the one that was Chulin up until now still remains Chulin, and you're allowed to eat it. Here. Yeah. Gemara. Behind, we have a kashna again on Rebbe Avuah. Behind Mishras Lohaku, the Yosa, is it true? Like Rebbe Avuah said on the name of Rebbe Yechanan, that when the Pasuk says by Nozir, Mishras is coming to tell us that even a heter is mitzaref liyisur. Even if you have a chatzi zayis worth of the wine and a chatzi zayis worth of the bread together, a Nozir gets malchus. Is it true that we use the Pasuk for that chiddush? We need that chiddush for another drosha. We learned like this, Mishrash. The pasuk says by Mishrash, by Nozir, we learn out of chiddush, Litain tam kicker. There's a klal always by Yisurim, if you have an issa falls into heter, and it gives tam into the heter, even though the guf adov gets dissolved. The mashal like treifa fats. Let's say treifa fats falls into a soup, and it gets dissolved there. You don't have the fat anymore, but it gives a taste into the soup. So lachur is tam is kicker. The taste of the Easter has a din like the goof of the Easter, and it's awesome in the Raisa. How do we know this Yisoid? We learn it out from the Pasuk of Mishras. So Drashi, liten tam kicker, lasa is time moishal Easter. The fact you just taste the Easter, like here, the fat got dissolved in the soup. It's like not here anymore, the goof of the fats. Ki ikro yom amoshoi. The fact you taste it is as if the ikr and the mamish of the Easter is still here, and it's awesome in the Raisa. How do I know this Yisoid? For Mishras, what's the rayim? Shim shara anovim b'mayim. If a person soak his wine, his grapes in water, v'yesh bem tam yayin, and there's only a tam, a taste of the wine or grapes in the water. So it's what you have here is you have a barrel full of water, and you put grapes inside there, and the grapes just gave off a tam, a taste into the water. That's why the water tastes like wine. But the water itself is not grapes. The way you didn't squeeze out the grape itself, just the tam, the taste of the grapes, went into the water. Still, the Torah says, by Nozir is chayiv. Why is he chayiv there? He's not eating grapes. He's only drinking water. The Torah says, because this water tastes like grapes, we say tam kicker. The taste of grapes has a din like grapes itself, and he's chayiv. So you see, what do you do? Use the Pasuk Mishras? Not to tell me hetem tzampli yisrim, but to tell me this halacha of tam kicker. So the kasha nerbavu, I'm Rabbi Yechidim. How does he know to say it's a chiluk for hetem, it's a chiddush for hetem itself? Yes, sir. Maybe you need it for time kicker, like it says here. Yeshim shara nofim b'mayim v'yesh b'm tam yayin chayim. Mikana tadan l'chol ha-terakula. From here, this man the Yomis says, we learn out from this posik mishras by Nozir, kol ha-terakula. There's a cloud of time kicker. And that's the way we hold like that. What's the svarim? O man Nozir, madach Nozir. Shein yisuri yisraelim. A nozir is only in the game for 30 days, a stam nozir. If you make yourself longer, as long as you make it, you're a nozir. But after that time, you're not a nozir anymore. V'yen yisur yisra ano. A nozir doesn't have an isra not to have ano from grapes. He's just not allowed to eat them. But there's no isra ano. V'yeshetel yisurei. Even when he's a nozir, if you want, you can be sure on Nidroid. Go to a chochem and tell a chochem, I have charotza, I became a nozir. It's only a neder dikalocha. He'll be oik, he'll be matter the neder, and you become a nozir. So madach, the Issa Nozir, that's so kal, it has such coolness to it, still the Torah says, also batam kicker, that when you just taste, the taste of the grapes go into the water, it's also not to drink the water. So madach, in such a Issa that's so lenient, is klayim, when you plant two things together, two types of zroyim, or two vegetables with the grapes together. Deshi suri yisraelim. Once you plant it together, it's also forever. The suri yisano, klayim nalarav ano, you have to burn it. There's no way to be matter that is. So once you planted it, you can't be matter anymore. You'll have tam kikers also by klayim. The fruits that grow from the first 3 years of the tree, that has a source also, you'll say tam kikum, for two reasons. Rashi just says it's not an isil oilam though. It's not as chomer as klay kerim. Because here, after 3 years, the fruits become utter. The fruits that grow after 3 years are no more Issa Orla. So I call upon him, you learn out from this Issa Nozir that Madach by Nozir is so lenient. The Torah said this Chiddush, Tam Kicker, who are then Kola Tarakulu, we say Tam Kicker. Now the Gemara later is going to ask the question that we're going to ask. So this is one question. Rabbi Huwa learns the word Mishra, tells Hatim Asaf Yisr, why doesn't he use it for Tam Kicker? Then we're going to answer that question. But soon the Gemara is going to ask, though, you see from this man the Yama, whatever you learn out from the word Mishras, it's not only by Nozir, it's called Tarakula. So by for us, according to Mavua, he learns out from the word Mishras, the Chiddush Hetem Itzav Yisr. So Sakasha, why did he say only by Nozir? Why don't you learn out from Nozir to every place? Just like this man the Yama learns out from the word Mishras, to all over, that Tam Kikr, the Chur, according to Rabbi Huwa, that you learn out from that Pasuk, Ketim, Asaf, Yisr, we should learn it out for Kol Terakulam. And Rabbi Huwa said no. So really, tomorrow soon, there are two kasha down Rabbi Huwa. One question is, why does he say Mishras is for Ketim, Asaf, Yisr? Why doesn't he use it for Tam Kikr? And the next question to be soon is, if you do use the Pasuk, Ketim, Asaf, Yisr, why don't you learn out Kol Terakulam for it? So tomorrow says like this. Now, tomorrow, Hamani Rabbonin, I'll tell you he. This goes according to Rabbonin. Okay, this bright here that says that Mishras goes for Etzim itself, yes, it goes according to Rabbonin. No, this bright that says Tam Kikr goes according to Rabbonin. That Rabbonin Taka don't hold from Etzim itself to Yisr. They only hold from the Yisr Tam Kikr. For Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan before said that Pasuk Mishras tells me Etzim itself to Yisr, I tell you, the Yomak Rabbi Kiva. He goes according to Rabbi Kiva. That we see someplace Rabbi Kiva holds, Heter is Mitzav Yisr. That's Rabbi Kiva Shita. So that Rabbi Avu is said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan for Mishras Heter Mitzav Yisr, that's going according to Rabbi Kiva. So obviously the pshat is going to be that Rabbi Kiva has some other posse to tell me Tom Kicker. I know it's someplace else that when you taste the taste of the Yisr, it's awesome. So what do I need the posse Mishras for? To tell me Heter Mitzav Yisr. So Rabbi Avu and Rabbi Yochanan was saying the pshat in Rabbi Kiva. But the Mara, Rabbi Kiva, where is this Rabbi Kiva? Ilema Rabbi Kiva, the Masbis, if it's Rabbi Kiva from our Mishnah, that's not, we learned like this, the Mishnah Nazir. Rabbi Kiva, Oimer, Nazir Shashara Pita Vyayin, if a Nazir soaks his bread in wine, the Yeshbar Litzarev Kadei Kazayis, and if he eats it now, that there's a Tziruf, partially a Tziruf means that the wine and the bread together, there's a Kazayis Chayiv. So here you see why you chayiv, even though you only ate like a chatzi zayis of the wine, but since you ate it with bread, it's mitzarif. So here you see hetem mitzarif liyisur, just a little bit of wine, but you have the bread there, you chayiv. So the Mara, no, there's no rayim. Mi mai dimi pasum yayin. What's the rayim we're talking about? That the bread helps along to be mashkelim to add to the shear of the kazayis of the wine? No, I tell you dilma miyayin lechudei. Maybe we're talking about you have the kazayis of the wine by itself. That's what you chayiv for. You'll ask me if that's what we're talking about. What are you telling me then? If a nozir drinks like a kazayas of wine, pshita is chayiv. What's the chiddush here? No, what can mashlon? Maybe this is all Reb Kiva wants to tell me. The afagav, the tarubas, even though it's in a mixture. Because you're not drinking the wine by itself. You soak your bread inside the wine. So the bread now has wine in it. So since the wine is mixed into the bread, it's like balua, so you don't see the wine itself. True, you see a red piece of bread, but all you see is the bread. So I would think maybe a potter, maybe that's what Rav Kiva's Chiddush is. That now that you're eating this bread that has the kezayis of wine inside it, maybe that's why you're chayiv. But I don't have a raya yet if you only have a chatzi zayis worth of wine in the bread. And you need the bread to add to the shear of the kezayis, I don't know you're chayiv yet. Ela Rav Kiva the Braisa. Now this Chiddush is from a Braisa, I'll tell you. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa like this. Rav Kiva says, Nozir sheshara pita b'yayin. If a nozir tastes bread and soaks it into wine, v'ochal kezayis mipas u'miyayin. And he eats only one kezayis here, made up from what? It says clearly, this one kezayis, this one olive side, is made up from bread and from wine. Still chayiv. So even though you did not eat a kezayis worth of the wine by itself, you had to come onto the bread, still Rabbi Kiva says you chayiv. So you see, Rabbi Kiva's sheet there is, that there is a din of hetem mitzarif liyisur. So I call upon him, he uses the word mishras by nozir to tell me hetem mitzarif liyisur. For the Gemara of Rabbi Kiva b'zoi, tam kikim minole, like a kasha, why does he use the word mishras by hetem mitzarif liyisur? Why doesn't he use it to tell me the chiddush, like the rabbonin say, tam kikir? Elamai, you have to tell me, he learns it out from someplace else. Where does he learn it out from? Yalaf mi bosta b'cholav. He learns it out from the yisur bosta b'cholav. Lav tam abiyamu. What's the yisur bosta b'cholav? You're not allowed to take meat and cook it in milk. Now, when you cook it in milk, when you take the meat out of there, what's inside the meat? There's no more milk. You don't see the milk anymore. It's only the taste, the tam of the milk is in the meat. And still the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it. So you see here, you say that the taste of the milk is considered like the milk is here. That's what is nisa basa b'cholim. The yosir is hachinami. So the Kiva says, who I didn't learn up here all over? Loishino, there's no difference. All these room, I say tam kikim. Why don't Rabbonin learn out from Bosa B'cholav? Why do they have to learn out from the word Mishras? They say, no, me Bosa B'cholav Legamrin, I can't learn out from the Easter of cooking milk and meat together. The Chiddushu, that Chiddush that you're not allowed to cook milk and meat together is a tremendous Chiddush, something new, and something that the Chiddush I can't learn out from. Oh, my Chiddush, what's the Chiddush of Bosa B'cholav? Elaine, if you want to tell me, it's a modern thing. Milk you're allowed to drink, meat you're allowed to eat. So it's separate than muta, just punked together with sasa, that's a tremendous chiddush, so I can't learn out from here. So I can't learn out. No, that's not such a big chiddush. Klayim nami, the same thing by klayim. Hai lechudi v'hai lechudi shori. If you have grapes growing by itself, it's mutter. If you have vegetables growing by itself, it's mutter. You put the two together, it becomes osir. So that's not a chiddush. So Moses says, Ella, the chiddush of Bosa B'cholot is like this. The modern halach is like this. The taru lay kulu yom, if you just let it soak, the chal bashari, if you just let your meat soak in milk overnight the whole day, it's mutti midiraisa. Midiraisa, there's no wisa basa b'cholif. Boshulei, midiraisa, it's only yasa when you cook it. But if you cook the milk and meat, bishulei yasa, then it's asr. So that's the chiddush. What's the difference if you soak it or you just cook it up? So about you see there's a chiddush in basa b'cholif, I say you're killing off a basa b'cholif. That's good, that I can learn out from. Elzimar says, Yalef migule nochrim. Rabbi Kiva learns out, Tam kika from gule nochrim. Zumar says, Rabbi Kiva, nami bosom cholov adi chidishu. Rabbi Kiva is also masking to you. From bosom cholov is a modern aloch, it's a chidish, I kill it out from. So where does Rabbi Kiva know the aloch of Tam Kikr? El yalef migule nochrim. Gule nochrim lav taina bialmu. There's old parsha in the Torah when the Eden killed the Midianim and they took their kelim. The Torah says, before you cook in a goy's keli, in the Midian's keli, you have to kash the kelim first. You're not allowed to cook in the same pot they cooked in. Now what's wrong? Just clean it out. What's wrong with the pot? Because the tam of their chazir is inside the pot. And the Torah says you're not allowed to use that pot until you kasher it. So I see the Torah says the tam, the taste of chazir, is osir. Lav time zmarit. The gule nochrim, lav time of the almu, the osir. Is hachinami leishino. I learned that from gule nochrim all over. The Torah says the tam of the osir is also osir. Rabbanan and Rabbanan said, no, there I can't announce from. Gyule nochrim nami chidishu. There is a tremendous chidish that the Torah said, you're not allowed to use the kelim, the pots of the goyim, until you kasher it first. Why? To a kol noisim tam lev gamutim. Really, the taste in the pot becomes bad. When you cook up your kosher food in that pot, even though the tam of the chazah comes into your food, it gives a bad taste there. And usually we say, tam lev gam is mutim. The gamrinim in the vela, we learn now from the side of the vela. The Torah says you can't eat in the vela when it's roy for somebody to eat. But when it comes any real ager, it comes so meat, so bad that even a ger can't eat it, then there's no isser. So alamol, if a tam gives lafkam, tastes bad, it's mutter. V'ochi yasser. And the other Torah said, even though the taste coming out of your pots is a bad taste, still the Torah says you're not allowed to use it. So it's a tremendous chiddush here, I can't learn out from here. If you have a kiva, I was Rabbi Kiva learned out from Gula Nochrim, it's a chiddush. He owes to the Rabbi Chiyah Brei the Rav Huna. The Yomel Yosko Torah Ela Begdera Bas Yomel. He owes, no, it's true. The Torah only said by Midian, if you want to use their pot that they cook chazah today, you can't use it today. Because today, the time of the chazah in the pot is not bad. It's a good taste. But if you want to wait till overnight, wait to use it tomorrow, and echnamid. Midirais, you would be allowed to use those pots tomorrow. Because tomorrow, the taste that comes out of the pot is a bad taste. Tam lev gam is mutter. Hilkach. Lav noisim tam lev gamu. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. That the Torah only asks that the pots of one day, which is not a bad taste, it's a good taste. So from there, I learn out all over, noisim tam is awesome. For Rabbonin, what's the Rabbonin Sora? They hold no, kedera bas yoyma namil yesh le pogma pruta. Rabbonin say still no. The Rabbonin say that the taste of a pot is still a bad taste. When they cook their chazer in the pots, and now you want to use their pots, even today, the same day, if you cook your meat in this pot, that at the time of the pot that has chazer in it, gives the time into your meat, is still a bad taste. And the Torah asked it. So Rabbanan said it's also a tremendous chiddush. Because usually the din is, any time you have a time of gam, it's mutter. And here the Torah said, this time of gam is osir. So again, this pasha is a chiddush, how to Rabbanan. So I can't learn out Tam Kikr from here. Therefore, where Rabbanan and Tam Kikr? From the pasha of Nozim Mishras. That's a pure halacha. If you soak just the grapes in water, the water becomes usher, then I learn out Tam Kikr. And Rabbi Kiva says no. Rabbi Kiva holds, since the Torah only asked for the pots of that one day, he holds the pots of that one day is not so much lofgam. That much lofgam is not a chiddush. That's taka usher. And he learns out from there, Tam Kikr is usher. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva knows Tam Kikr is from Gyule Nochrim. And what does he use the word, the pasuk Mishras for? Fehetim Tafli Yisr. All right, we'll stop here.